Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drainage.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
I'm only here so I won't be fined. I waited to say that. I even wrote that down just so that I would remember to say that. I'm only here so I won't be fined.
I don't think they're going to have that problem, what, this week at the Combine, dealing with all the newbies.
Why is everybody so up in arms about the two quarterbacks coming and throwing?
Well, because it's not necessarily something we're guaranteed to see. Sometimes they throw, sometimes they don't throw, sometimes they wait for their own pro day. I mean, they're
right, but everybody is getting all up in arms that the two said, no, I'll come and throw. Like, they shouldn't. So media and fans bitch when they don't come and do it.
They're not bitching.
Yeah, they're bitching. They're like, I can't believe they're coming to throw. I can't believe they're coming.
I haven't seen that.
Well, that's all I've seen is everybody's questioning that they're coming. Of course, that's media and fans, you know, in general.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the fans, but obviously it's going to be good for the teams to see it. It's going to be interesting to see if it's going to be a good thing for the players. They have to now go out and perform. But that said, when it comes down to it, how much does throwing at the combine mean?
It means a lot.
Does it?
Absolutely. It means a lot. It means a lot, especially with these two. If you really care that you're the number one pick or not, if you really care where you go, yeah, it means a lot. When a team is on the bubble of do I go this way or do I go that way, it means a lot.
It means a lot to see somebody who's not wearing pads throw in a very controlled environment to somebody that he...
Over not seeing somebody throw in a very controlled environment? Yeah, it means a lot.
You have, depending on how long somebody's been playing for their college, you have multiple years worth of game tape.
I understand that. But again, the more you can see, if one comes and one doesn't, then yeah, you may going to sway to the guy that did come and show. Now, if you come and show and then have an awful day, it can backfire.
Didn't Teddy Bridgewater have a bad day?
Yeah.
And he ends up coming in his rookie season and getting some key wins for the Vikings.
Again, you know, we can argue this back and forth.
Absolutely.
Didn't Tom Brady get picked in the 412th round?
Right.
Didn't Jerry Rice stick him at all, go in the sixth round or sixth round, I think it was. You know, so yeah, it really doesn't mean a lot when it's all said and done. How many number one draft picks come across the bay and are mediocre?
Yeah.
So, Steve Savanu coming up momentarily, by the way. Just
Alrighty.
Thought I would throw that out. Audio Technica spot right around the corner.
Did you see about Gurley? He showed up. He was doing his interviews, and he didn't have his knee looked at. He didn't allow his knee to be examined.
See?
Now, what does that say? Is he still in the middle of rehab? Could he have been examined? Will he get it examined closer to the draft? What will it mean for his draft stock, considering where he was before his injury? There's so many questions that go on, and only time will tell. But this could have a significant effect on where he goes just because he said no. Even if it was in bad shape, because he didn't let it be examined now, that could hurt him regardless sure. Of the results of any examination now or later.
Absolutely.
So
I smell what you're cooking.
You're talking about the growth of these players, the development of these players. Bucks have hired a new director of player development.
Yeah, didn't the last one get in trouble?
Just a tad bit.
Just did, didn't he? Was that the DUI thing?
Or? Yeah, when he ran into somebody at, it was either a KFC or a Popeyes or something at 2 or 3 a.m., he ran into the back of somebody in the drive-thru and was kindly asked to leave.
Thing that's a shame is he probably wasn't on official business.
I would say that's a very good possibility.
It's a shame, you know, to the guy who got hit.
Why?
What do you mean?
Oh, because if he was on official yeah. business, he would get got paid.
I had to send a client to the great Danny Alvarez, mm-hmm. as this person told me that she got hit by a Domino's pizza delivery person.
Is that a situation where you just think cha-ching?
Yeah. I would think so. You know, he tried to get out, and he tried to say that he didn't, and he didn't. He's driving with the Domino's thing on the car. Yeah, call an attorney. And I recommend the best attorney in town, the best attorney anywhere, Danny Alvarez over there in Tampa. And get him now before he becomes governor of the state of Florida.
He's working on it.
Because that is right around the corner.
Slowly and surely.
Neck car this weekend.
Big one. Big one.
Isn't it still just kind of messed up that the granddaddy, the SB of it all, is opening the opening
the
race?
The first one.
Why go through the rest of the season? You've already won the Super Bowl.
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know when they started it like this, if it's always been like this, if they feel that's it. I mean, obviously it works or they change it, right?
I got to tell you, not the biggest NASCAR fan in the world. You know, I may watch the last 10 laps looking for excitement.
If you think baseball is bad, it's
two entirely different things.
Ugh, no, it's not.
What do you mean? Baseball, you might as well take a nap, where NASCAR at any time, somebody
you
could roll their
well
car.
Take a nap.
Yeah, but at least you know at any second, somebody could roll a car and it could be pretty cool to watch.
Somebody at any time, you can have a triple play. You
oh
can
my,
have
really?
A bench clearing brawl.
Oh, I just can't wait
something
to see a
like
triple
that.
Play. That would be just to keep me on the edge of my... I'm being sarcastic.
No, I know.
All right, I want to get back to some NASCAR thing because the coolest thing, it was very exciting even though the drivers can't stand it. We will talk about that momentarily. But as we do each and every Friday afternoon from Audio Technica, the head honcho himself, Steve Savanio. Steve, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. I think I just got an email that says, call your cell phone.
Well, no. We're here on the main line, so we don't have to do the cell phone today.
Oh, very cool. So first and foremost, how was the weather?
Well, I got to tell you, it was extremely cold. I was thinking about just, you know, hopping in my car and heading to Tampa just to do this interview live because it was 15 below zero this morning. And, you know, you could play hockey out in the streets without any problem whatsoever.
I'm not sure I've ever seen anything with that negative before. I've
it
been cold.
Pretty,
but
it was pretty negative. Let me tell you, it was pretty cold.
Well, and it's cold here, too. It was in the 30s. Which is cold.
That is very cold.
Yeah. So I don't know. Well, I guess I should tell you I'm still in shorts and flip-flops, though.
Well, but you're in a warm studio, and I'm in a warm office, so I've got the space heater going full blast, and it's quite comfy. But it looks nice outside, but it really isn't.
But it really is. I don't know. It'd be cool to see some of that for, I don't know, an hour or two, the gloom and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But let's talk about something that's not gloom. Let's talk about this week's Audio-Technica product.
Sounds good. Now, we've got the ATH CKR7. Now, this is one of our in-ear headphones, but it's got a 14-millimeter driver. So we're going to get an ultra-expressive, high-resolution audio out of these guys. So this is part of our in-ear series, and it also has a hybrid housing of stainless steel and aluminum, and that's going to help reduce the unwanted resonances, which are going to give your mid-range and highs a good, strong reproduction. And last but not least, it's got stainless steel stabilizers to absorb any unwanted vibrations. So these are more of an audiophile, high-end headphone in our CK line.
Talk about, you know, the product itself, you know, because this isn't the only headphones in this line, and, you know, how similar but how different they all are.
Well, you know, the thing with our headphones is we've got a whole series of products. We've got sport headphones that are designed for more active people that are, you know, IPX waterproof certified. We've got general purpose listening headphones. We've got, you know, noise canceling headphones for the traveler. And then we've got the Sonic Pro line, which is really kind of a higher end line of headphones that is more for the discriminate listener, the guy that really wants to hear his music, that really wants to hear the lows, wants to hear the highs. You know, high resolution sound is one way to describe that. It's going to take you a step beyond just the normal listening. So if you want to really hear all the subtle details, really hear all the nuances, and yet hear all the solid bass, all the low end, and hear it clear and clean, these are the headphones for you.
As we you know, talk about, well, really a lot of the products, but you know, the one we're talking about today, that a lot of people don't realize, and I know you've brought it up going on years now, the fact that your ear canal could be different. And the advantage to getting an Audio-Technica product is the fact that the different size ear tips come with this.
Correct. Like most of our in-ear headphones, we supply 4 different size ear tips. And it's easy to put the ear tips on. And what we found out doing our own research is that your ear canals between your left side and your right side can be slightly different. So now you can customize the fit for these to get the fit that feels best for you. And the one thing I can't stand is you put a pair of inexpensive earbuds in, and there's no way to size the ear tips. And all of a sudden they start to feel uncomfortable, and you don't really want to wear them. Where these, you can size the, by choosing the right size ear tips, you can literally customize the fit to fit your ear canals, which is really kind of cool.
I wonder, you know, what model the NASCAR drivers are, you know, listening to their music as they're driving 220 around the Daytona Speedway.
You know, that I don't know, but they're probably going to have some fairly loud reproducing headphones just to overcome the noise of the cars. They may even be using the noise canceling for all I know.
You definitely would think that. All right, as we always do every other Friday, we will give a pair of these away. The drawing will be at 11:59:59 tonight, so get your registrations in. In the subject line, put Audio-Technica headphones. For those people, you know, that want to get more information, for those people that want to go out and purchase this model or any model from Audio-Technica, Steve, where do they go?
You can visit us on the web at www.audio-technica.com. And in many cases, you can actually purchase them right from our website by clicking the little shopping cart icon at shopaudiotechnica.com.
There you have it. It's that easy. Steve, stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Randy. You too. Take care, and have a great weekend.
You as well. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio-Technica. Before we go to the break, I want to go back to this one thing. Did you happen to see the NETCAR race last weekend? I guess it was last Sunday.
No.
Coolest thing I've ever seen, honestly.
Was that the duels?
Well, the duels were Thursday.
Okay.
Which was yesterday. So the duels were yesterday. Okay. On Sunday, and I guess they do this at other races. They just haven't done it at Talladega and Daytona, the super speedways, where you can win the pole. It's the pole right and left by having the fastest time in a 5-minute period. Okay.
So you get 5 minutes to turn in your fastest lap, and fastest lap gets it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But here's where it gets interesting. So half of the crew go one time, the other half go another. And then they like narrow it down. So you start at 20 and then you get down, you know, X move on and X move on. So what they do is they back all up. So they're kind of in their stalls. X amount have to go. So they back up. All right, go. Your 5 minutes starts. What do you think happens? As soon as the 5 minutes starts, what do you think happens?
Everybody just takes off.
No. What they do is they sit there and do nothing.
What?
They sat there until 1 minute and about 12 seconds of the 5 minute time was left. And what they were explaining is nobody wants to go first because the car is behind, or that's who's drafting. So you can get a faster lap when you're drafting, okay? So it was so funny. So
gotcha.
So bam, 5 minutes, and you see all these cars kind of jockeying for position. Danny Hamlin,
yeah.
Okay. He goes and like sort of like he's taken off, and then he backs up. And he backs up so he's in the front left corner of where they're all starting. And then you see all these cars kind of jockeying, and a guy who's going to work with another guy kind of gets behind them.
Strategery.
And then all of a sudden, the guy from all the way in the back starts hauling ass. So now they're all jockeying as to what's going on. And as it turns out, Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon were behind. So the cars that were at the front of this hauling ass period, they didn't win the pole. It was the cars that were further in, all the way in the back.
Jeff Gordon.
And then they were working together, and then they weren't. And it was awesome. It was so cool. And again, it was so funny to just watch them kind of blocking and not blocking and all that stuff before they took off. Well, then they had a wreck. And Clint Bowyer, during one of these, just went ape crap. And a bunch of these drivers just went ape crap. They're like, our mechanics worked 6 months to get this car ready for some clown. And he goes, and I'm not blaming whoever it was.
The clown.
The clown, because the clown's trying to drive his way into the Daytona 500.
Sure, yeah.
You know, because not every car is in the 500. And there was one.
So this is like a qualifying.
Depending on who, right.
Not just pole, but
it's everything. It's everything. Now, some cars automatically are in the Daytona 500 because of your points from last year.
Okay.
There was one driver, and who the hell knows which one.
What
was
me.
That?
One
there was one driver who now has his own team or his own whatever, you know, like Stuart Haas or whatever. Sure. So he's coming into the race on Sunday brand new with no points. So, and it might have been Ryan Newman. It was a big name driver who's not guaranteed to be in the Daytona 500. So he has to drive his ass off.
Sure.
Not just on Sunday, but also on the duels yesterday. So Clint Bowyer's like, I don't blame him. I blame NASCAR. I blame them for setting this stupid thing up. But as a fan, it was cool to watch.
So the drivers don't like it.
It was definitely cool to watch. What station are we on right now? Tan Talk 1340, which means what?
866
TAN 1340. If you want to pick up the phone, feel free to do it. This is Talking Sports. We're brought to you by PostShare.com. When we come back, I'm going to go off on something else. Shocking.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you like the lore of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, March 8th at the Vinoy Park, downtown St. Petersburg. Festivals of Speed is the gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, watercrafts, and luxury brands. Names like Porsche, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, and others will all be on display. For more information, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Let me ask you this. Before, and I'm going to let you go off, and if you have something to get off your chest or whatever, and before I give away the pair of tickets to Festivals of Speed, Kurt Gowdy, A, do you know who he is?
I know the name.
Okay. Kurt Gowdy, for us older people, was the guy. You know, you also had the knucklehead in Chicago, but Kurt Gowdy was the man. Kurt Gowdy was one of those voices that if you heard it, you knew who he was. Mm-hmm. As a younger person and as a younger baseball fan, mm-hmm. who was that guy for you? Who is that guy? Close your eyes and you can hear. Tim McCarver was one of those guys too, whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
It was just that voice. Who's the voice for the younger generation? Is it Buck?
It might be Buck. Now, Buck is sort of iconic. It's definitely one of those voices you definitely know. But this may surprise you because going back a little bit, but Bob Uecker is one, and Vin Scully.
Yeah, Vin Scully.
Those two.
But again, Vin Scully is forever. Vin Scully's been around. I mean, he's one
forever.
Of those icons, right? You know, back there with the Kurt Gowdys and such. But yeah. So I was just curious. Mm-hmm. So Buck, yeah, you're right. Uecker. Him being in Major League, though, really helped him.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, yeah, because you don't get to see him on, at least on a national
and the Miller Lite commercials.
Yeah, you don't see him on TV like you see with Buck. You can put right. the face with the name and more so the voice. So Major League, that exposure he got certainly helped out.
And the voice would be obviously Adam Levine and what's the country hillbilly guy? What's that dude's name on the voice?
Blake Shelton, that one.
And then the two that they rotate in and out. They've shuffled those other two chairs, you know, forever.
I don't know.
All right, before I turn it over to you for your rant and rave, we do have a pair of tickets. Matter of fact, two pair of tickets to give away to the Festivals of Speed. It's coming up on the 8th of March, right around the corner. If you'd like to go, shoot me an email. Go to the website at knockoutradio.com. Again, in the subject tab, line, whatever, just put Festivals of Speed. I'll know what you want. And the first two people that send that in, we will definitely hook up. Unfortunately, you will not be able to attend that.
I will not. I will be otherwise occupied.
And tell us what's going on.
I'm going to be in Orlando. And what's in Orlando? But the new MLS team... The Orlando City.
Why is it such
club.
A big deal? I know that there's a lot of hype.
There is a lot of hype, even more
sold
than
out.
I expected.
Yeah, I mean, the first game is sold out.
Yeah, they have, I think, 40,000 tickets sold already for the first game, and it's the only game they're going to open up the 100 and 200 levels. And so there's all that hype, and then they
Again, why is there hype? You know, again, we've tried to talk about soccer. We've tried to have soccer go to the next level. Soccer is probably the most popular game played by youngsters. It is the most popular game in the world, which, you know, people argue with me about, and that's because they're small-minded and think just here. I'm saying they just think of the United States.
Right, yeah.
Soccer is awful here, but compare football/soccer worldwide to football or baseball here in the States, and it's not even
compatible.
You know, so why is it such a big deal when so few people seem to care about it, even though, like you said, the first game's going to be sold out? Give me the hype. Give me why.
You know, I think it
other than the Kaka's coming.
It was. You had to get that in there.
Absolutely. That's my man.
It is. Kaka. I think the most recent World Cup did the MLS in general a lot of favors. The U.S. performance, who they were stacked up against, how they performed. Portugal, they should have won that game. That was a tie. Germany, they lost. Ghana.
You need a doctor for that, to get rid of that? Sorry.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. They lost a good game to Germany. They finally beat Ghana, which was obviously a big win for the U.S. So how all that turned out and the coverage and the attention that the Team USA got, I think did a lot of good for MLS as a whole. And obviously, MLS wouldn't have allowed a franchise to be put in Orlando if it didn't already have the backing. So all of that put together has really set up Orlando very well. And then in general, there has been a gigantic influx of bigger names coming into MLS being signed by teams, both U.S. national team members as well as bigger names from other leagues and other past World Cup teams, such as Kaká.
I don't buy it. Because. I don't buy it. Well, because, and again, all I can go by is me personally. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I know that I'm the dud. I'm no spring training starting, and I could care less. And
yes.
And I know about other stuff, and we'll get to spring training here momentarily. Mm-hmm. And I will be out at spring training. I'll be at Bright House Networks Field daily. I may do some stuff down south, you know, with the Rays as well. I get excited when I watch Team USA play in the World Cup. I watch, sometimes screaming and hollering, but at least I watch, Team USA in the Olympics, Team USA in the World Cup, and then I never watch soccer again.
Okay.
I get excited about it being the World Cup because it's us against them. It's me against you, whatever. But when MLS, the Rowdies downtown, and Perry Vanderbeck's a buddy of mine, I just can't get into soccer when it's not a country kind of thing, us against you. I'm not saying I'm the only one. I don't think I'm the only one.
No, you're not.
But I don't still haven't seen the change of everybody and the hype that it is for the Olympics and for the World Cup, you know, progress into the MLS or whatever the organization the Rowdies are in or whatever.
Before the World Cup, did you have any idea who Jurgen Klinsmann was?
No. No.
Before the World Cup, did you know who Tim Howard was?
No.
Before the World Cup, did you know who Michael Bradley or Landon Donovan were? Probably Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan maybe. And have you seen that commercial with Donovan? You have to watch it.
I don't know if I have.
You need to watch it. It's the funniest thing. I understand what you're saying.
Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan, okay, yeah. And get the ball to the good guy and all that kind of stuff. I understand that. And yes, it's kind of like, you know, any other sport or WWE, and you see that character and then you follow that character. But I just haven't seen, and maybe it will. I want to go up, not because I like Kaká, just because I like saying Kaká. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't tell you what position he plays, but I know the dude's pretty good, and I believe he's Brazilian. So, you know, everything is good there. But I understand what you're saying, but how many fans have taken learning of Howard, you know, and everything that he did?
Set a world record for saves in a game against Belgium. That was big. That was very big.
It was big. It was huge.
It was a loss, but it was big.
It was huge. But again, how much of that will correlate into eyes on a regular, you know, game, on a regular season game? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I hope it does.
It's going to be still some time, especially with regular season.
This just in. I don't have a whole lot of time left. So, you know, it needs to happen
quickly. You're working on it. You're going to the gym on a regular basis now. You're working on it. But yeah, it's going to be hard for a lot of Americans to go to regular season games. But as time goes on, you have the hype, you have the playoffs that come around, then people will get interested, and then it's going to keep on growing. I think there is still a lot of growth potential for the MLS in the United States. It will definitely take a lot of time. We're just seeing a little bit of that growth right now with the addition of a franchise here close to home. And then there's going to be a lot of talk and press when Miami gets theirs and they have a name like Beckham behind it.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Miami, a big Hispanic, big Cuban, you know, with that sport. Is Beckham involved in that one?
He owns it.
He owns the whole team?
I'm pretty sure the majority owner.
Which is one reason why Beckham even came over to play in L.A. You know, the Wayne Gretzky, you know, of the sport. So,
yeah, that's a very good point. It's also the growth potential, not only for players, but for players that are towards the end of their careers and then trying to stay in the sport and stay relevant. And that's exactly what David Beckham did. He played, stayed some in L.A. He went back to France afterwards, but he's back in the United States and to continue his football presence in Miami. So
I'm going to throw you a bone, and you'll understand the bone reference here in a second. I'm going to set up where you can go up and interview Kathy Ireland. You know who that is?
Yeah.
And she will be at the Pet Expo in 2 weeks in Orlando. And she is going to be up there being interviewed by media. So I might have to send you up there.
For the Pet Expo?
For the Pet Expo.
What does she have to do with the Pet Expo?
Well, if you really care that much.
I must know.
Okay.
In February of 2014, MLS announced Beckham and a group of investors would own an expansion team in Miami, which would begin play in 2016 or 2017.
Okay. Kathy Ireland is going to be a special speaker at the Women's Network Breakfast. So maybe I'll go too. Because of breakfast. Speaking of breakfast,
food.
You know, all right, when we come back, I got to tell you a food story and how pumped. And matter of fact, I'm going to even try to get a hold of him real quickly and we'll have him on when we come back. A big food story, a big food expo right around the corner. It will be outstanding. We'll talk a little bit about it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
Once upon a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide. That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Watch as these burly men put their strength to the test for the Florida State Highland Heavy Games. See Highland dancers or participate in the IAF Florida State Arm Wrestling Championships. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and BayAreaRenFest.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
Speaking of the Renaissance Festival, it's going on for the next like 6 weekends.
Yeah.
And I got a pair of tickets to give away as well.
Man, so giveaway on giveaway on giveaway.
If you would like to go out to the Renaissance Festival, shoot me an email at knockoutradio.com. Pretty easy. All right. So
we had a food story.
We do have a food story, and I'm trying to get all of the information so that I can give out the website. But I have been invited to join other celebrity, VIP, whatever, judges.
Ooh, you're a celebrity.
I'm bringing out a couple Tampa Bay football players.
That's not fair. They're going to run out of food.
No, they're not. Because I told them if they run out, I'm going to be pissed. But we will all be a judge in the upcoming Cuban Sandwich Festival. They're going to build the world's longest Cuban sandwich. And then on Sunday, and it's the big dollars and prizes and stuff. It's like the big barbecue ones that they have downtown. And I've already said that I will be more than happy to be one of the celebrity judges under one stipulation.
You get to eat the world's longest Cuban sandwich.
Well, pretty close. I said I need more than just those little bite-sized samples. You know, I need to be able to enjoy, maybe not the full sandwich, mm-hmm. You know, because I'm going to have to try like 50 of them. But, you know, I'm going to need more than just a little nosh.
Have you seen the number, their goal, what they're shooting for?
Of what? How many? Yeah, how many?
How big this sandwich is going to be?
Oh, you mean the world's largest?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Victor about it, but go ahead.
105 feet is their goal. 105 feet. That is mind-boggling.
Pretty big.
Yes, that's pretty big.
And then we will test on Sunday, the 22nd. Hey, if you're also athletic, if you think you're athletic, or if you'd like to have some fun, coming up in, I believe it's May, is the Rugged Maniac run, which is similar to, what's it called?
Tough Mudder.
The Tough Mudder. Where we, and yes, we, Team Knockout Radio, you jump over fire, you crawl under barbed wire. I don't know if I'm going to do the claustrophobic one where you have to go underground.
Yeah, I think that's a no-go for me.
It's like $80 to register, but no, no, no. Not if you go as Team Knockout Radio. I will get you an entry.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's pretty cool.
It's a pretty awesome deal.
It's pretty cool. So Renaissance Festival, hit me up on the website. If you want to be part of the Maniac, Rugged Maniac, hit me up, knockoutradio.com.
So big news coming out of the L.A. area. Actually, speaking of L.A. Galaxy, because that's where they play, in Carson, California, just south of downtown L.A., apparently there's a stadium going there.
Apparently.
A big stadium.
Yeah, apparently.
And apparently it's going to be a shared stadium between the Raiders and the Chargers.
Which is interesting because there's been a lot of talk that the Rams have purchased property. The owner of the St. Louis Rams has purchased property large enough to build a stadium because there was a lot of talk of the Rams going there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So which is it? Is the Rams still going or is that off? Is it now the Chargers and Raiders? Is it going to be all three? This is a city, I believe, number two in the U.S. of A., that hasn't been able to support the Rams in the past, the Raiders in the past. What makes you think they're going to be able to support them both and possibly whatever the Rams are thinking about?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how all of this has actually unfolded. This stuff was revealed yesterday, but apparently the Chargers were the ones that approached the city first back last September and said, hey, we've been trying to work with San Diego on getting a new stadium. So now we're looking at other options, and a little bit later, the Raiders jumped in, and they're talking about a $1.7 billion stadium in Carson. Then it was announced, I think it was January, when the Rams owner said that they were going to be trying to move to L.A., and that has... This is completely out of necessity. And it's going to be really interesting to see how LA handles this. Now, obviously, they currently support two basketball teams. They currently support, for the most part, two baseball teams, even though Anaheim is a little bit outside of LA. I don't know, is it big enough to support an additional three football teams if all of them end up following through and leaving their current home markets?
Yeah, I don't buy it. That's what I'm saying. They haven't been able to support in the past. What makes you think, what does anybody think makes it that they're going to be able to support anything now?
Does the fact that the Chargers and Raiders want to share a stadium, does that help at all?
Yeah. Of course it does.
Why?
Because part of it is going to be fan base. You know, there'll be a lot of people that are going to want to go because they're NFL fans. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to go because they're just going to get caught up in the hype. But then you'll get a good amount of just Charger fans that are going to go. And those Charger fans may not go if it was the Raiders and vice versa. So just being able to do that, I think, will add more excitement. Kind of like the New York thing.
I think you alienate a little bit of your Raiders fan base, though, because just the distance.
I don't think you need to give a Raider fan any more motivation to be alienated. They're Raider fans. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be the same fan base. I mean, the San Diego
Chargers...
They won't
be able to go to the games.
Right. Well, they'll
have to almost start from scratch.
I understand. But the Raiders, I think the Chargers will have more of a problem than the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Raiders are one of those teams. And I remember interviewing Jim Plunkett a long time ago. And we were talking about the mystique of the Oakland Raiders. And he said, if the team doesn't win, they have no mystique. To be that bad... No, I'm saying, I'm arguing with my own statement.
Okay.
That I remember him saying that, but I still think there's a lot of people that like the Oakland Raiders because of the silver and black, because of the logo. That's one of the teams. I mean, if they go back and become winners, they'll sell out all the time. They're that type of team. But I believe the Raiders still have that fan base of people who just like the image, just like to be the bad guy, just like to be, you know, the bike riding, black leather. That's the Oakland Raiders. The L.A. Raiders, any Raiders. The San Diego Chargers are a little different. Remember they wore powder blue unis?
Yeah.
A big difference between powder blue and silver and black.
Well, yeah, but what do they do in New Jersey? They switch everything out between the games, right? So they would still be doing that for
No, I understand. No, I understand that. I'm just saying I think the Raiders have a built-in backing more than the San Diego Chargers. If the if you move the Chargers and the Raiders to anywhere, it doesn't matter where, I believe, what does that mean? Nothing. But I believe that the Raiders have a built-in fan base more and bigger and better than the San Diego Chargers or the Rams or the Buccaneers. Or it's just that mystique of the Raiders. Now, again, they're losing it every year because they're awful. But it's still, you go to anybody, love or hate, it's there for the Raiders. And again, it's just as good to be hated as it is to be loved. It's just that mutual nothing. The San Diego Chargers, I think you either like them or you could care less. You know, whatever. Yeah. The Raiders, I think there's less of the people who don't care either way. They either love the Raiders or they hate the Raiders.
Fair enough.
How many people go to the Rays-Yankees game, the Rays-Red Sox games, to see the Red Sox or see the Yankees, or those few people that go that they hate them so much they want to go watch them lose?
Yeah.
Why was Ric Flair the biggest thing in wrestling? You know, and there's been a lot of guys like that. Because people would watch Ric Flair and hope he either wins or hopes he gets his ass kicked. There's very few of down the middle, down
in between.
And I think if the Chargers go by themselves, it's a much bigger problem. If you can get the Raiders to go, and what is that, a multi-billion dollar stadium?
Yeah, it's pushing two.
2 point something?
It's getting close to two.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little spring training as the boys of summer are pretty chilly in the state of Florida. We'll talk about it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Big Tires and More in Pinellas Park thanks you for letting them serve you for over 35 years. And because you like racing, Big Tires and More is hosting their Customer Appreciation Day with free hot dogs, burgers, and drinks, and a special appearance by sprint car driver Greg Wilson. Check out his car and get his autograph this Monday, February 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Big Tires and More, located at 5317 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Come meet sprint car driver Greg Wilson this Monday at Big Tires and More.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
I have like 100, 150 liners. I do need to get some new ones, so maybe I'll work on that next week when I'm in L.A., and we'll get to that in a second.
There's a lot of people going to be there.
But DDP, that liner is one of my favorite liners. You know, and I'm not the biggest wrestling fan anymore. I mean, I used to be because of Gordon Soley, and I was around him on a regular basis. But, you know, of, I don't know, the 200 that I have, the Randy Macho Man Savage and the DDP are two of my favorites. So just thought I'd throw that out. Hey, I think you're going solo next Friday.
Am I?
I think so.
You're going to be otherwise occupied.
Yeah, I'm going to be eating. Yep. So
that's my surprise.
We're headed out to L.A. There's some awesome food places. You know they invented the French dip sandwich in L.A.?
Really?
I believe the place is called Philippe's. And I went to it when the UFC had their first Fox show, when it was Cain Velasquez versus Junior Dos Santos. Mm-hmm. And I went out there, and it was phenomenal.
Nice.
The only thing that kind of was, I don't understand, and I'm not going to say pissed me off, but they charge you to dip the sandwich in the au jus.
Okay, that doesn't make sense to me.
And they charge you more to have it double dipped.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Then I'm good. I don't need it dipped. But we will go out there either next Thursday or next Friday for sure. So depending on what happens, you may be solo. Hate to throw you under the bus, but next Thursday, co-hosting with me will be UFC fighter James Krause. And then you and Sean will be in studio. Yeah, he's on the card. Yeah. So I definitely think that is pretty cool. All right, spring training. I've already been out to Bright House Networks Field a few times already. And give me your baseball update so far.
Can you place the same expectations on a team considering the type of top-to-bottom organizational overhaul that the Rays have withstood? Nothing's the same. Nothing's the same.
And they're picked to win the division. I want to know who's picking them.
How does that make
sense? I want to know who's picking them. Honestly, first of all, you didn't learn your lesson last year.
Right.
They were picked to win the World Series last year.
They had the best record in spring training last year. Everybody was on the Rays bandwagon, finally. Well, everybody except for people in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I just don't see it. I know there'll be a lot of excitement. Fan Fest is this weekend. Go out and have a good time. I just don't buy into it. And the one pickup of the Panda Bear, mm-hmm. is that what he is? He's the Panda, but, you know, with
the
Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Has to put them way ahead. Of anything that you can think is going to be here in the Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely. It's always a competitive division. The Orioles have been really active the last couple seasons.
A-Rod's back, so you got to put the Yankees in there too.
I think
okay, maybe not.
I would say the Yankees are... Yankees might be a team the Rays could be.
Right. Who's your pick? And I hate doing this out of spring training, mm-hmm. which means I hate it even more to do it before spring training, right? But how could you not like the Washington Nationals?
That Scherzer move was amazing.
What?
Amazing.
Look at that pitching staff.
Yeah, you can't score runs if you can't hit the ball.
And then you've got Bryce Harper. You have Worth. You've got some talent on the team, and now you bring in a guy that I believe they said has the most wins in baseball over the past 3 or 5 years or something.
I believe it.
And if Strasburg is healthy, and then I know, you know,
Gio Gonzalez,
who I met his PR guy at the All-Star game a couple years ago in Kansas City. This team is stacked. Now, again, means nothing.
Spring training.
Scherzer can go down on the very first pitch. But if everybody stays semi-healthy, how do you not love the Washington Nationals? And how do you still not think the Detroit Tigers have to be the team to be?
They still have a shot, absolutely. They still have Price. They still have Verlander. Verlander's not quite the same. But pitching one, you have
Price.
Anibal Sanchez. He's been awesome. He has a what should have been a perfect game, his second perfect game, I think, under his belt. The pitching's there. They have some awesome hitters. Obviously, Miguel Cabrera. They have Victor Martinez, who has had some surgery, but he's still a really good guy to have on your lineups.
So is it safe to say, and don't take it personal, if the Tampa Bay Rays are listening, if anybody is, whatever, don't take it personal, but are the Rays too young and stupid to know that they're not supposed to do well and win? And again, I don't mean that stupid in a negative thing, but
and that could be a good thing. You don't know you're not supposed to win.
The Cuban sandwich guy just texted me, so we're out of time. But
so you go out there and you win.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're just too young and to not understand that they're not supposed to win.
Yeah, that's why it can be a good thing, but you boil it all down and it's really, really hard to see the amount of change and expecting to see the results you want. You have to give it time. New manager. I think that's a huge part of it. A guy who doesn't coach at all like Joe Maddon did.
Well, and you had to do that. Every time you make changes, you have to change. And that's why, the couple guys that were here were not even given the job. I'm more pumped, and I can't wait to go to Rays training camp just because of their manager now down in Durham.
Sandberg, right?
Who I was friends with. I'm really pumped to see. Jared Sandberg and Brent Abernathy were my two guys back in the day. My go-to guys. We did a lot of stuff on the radio together, and I'm really happy and pumped for him. And he's one of those guys, he may not remember me, but I'll make sure he does, that let's see if he becomes a head coach, a head manager here in Tampa Bay. That would be down the road.
Yeah.
Let's give Cash time to not work out. I'm saying he hasn't even started yet. To say he's being replaced is unfair.
Yeah. Tough crowd.
But I think, he'll be given, obviously, and I think he will do a decent job. He's a young guy. He's hungry. I think being from the Tampa Bay area is very, very cool. It'll be cool for him. And spring training, baby.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the season goes. It's going to be quicker. Pace of play.
Yeah,
rules.
You wanted to talk. Is that in effect?
That is in effect.
In double and triple A, I thought.
Starting in spring training.
Really?
It is not happening during
the season.
It will be during the season. They are not going to have the penalties that go along with violating these new rules. Managers must stay in their respective dugout during replay challenges. Hitters must keep at least 1 foot in the batter's box during their at-bats. A prompt return to play after commercial breaks. They have a complete breakdown of seconds when things need to take place.
You still have time, enough time that you can unclick and click and unclick and click and unclick and click your batting gloves?
Absolutely not.
What's David Ortiz going to do?
I don't know.
He will not be able to succeed because if he cannot click and unclick his gloves, he's screwed.
I think the effect on the batters is going to be less than what people think. My opinion.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have it play out.
I think it'll be more of an effect on the pitchers than it will the hitters.
Yeah, probably. But the batters will mess with the pitchers still. And
They'll find a way.
They definitely will find a way. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you're listening, then you don't need to listen to the download, which is available on iTunes.
But we are now
available on iTunes, or hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOEDS.
See everybody.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Winter off the rails. Ukraine update. A First Lady sentence. I'm Evan Haining. Cold weather is making roads and rails undependable. In New York, Amtrak's Craig Schultz says service was cut back.